Learning how to aim. That's something that we all have to train ourselves in in life. Learning how to aim. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. If you would hit the mark, you must aim a little bit above it. If you would hit the goal, the mark, the point that you're shooting at, you must aim a little above it. If you're using bow and arrows and you're shooting at birds and you want to hit a bird, you want to bring down a duck, you have to aim just a little above it, because by the time the arrow gets to the duck, it's going to be lower down, because that's what the field of gravity does. Now, who's going to go out duck hunting? Well, a lot of people do. You and I, perhaps, we don't duck hunt, but we do aim at goals, and we do seek to reach goals. And sometimes we are successful, and sometimes we are not. How can we be successful in arriving at our goal most of the time, if not all the time? How can we be a successful archer? How can we be a successful person to arrive at our goal? We can be successful by aiming just a little above it. Now, most of the time, we aim right at the object we're after. We would like to be wealthy, independently wealthy. We'd like to be independently rich. We would like to be healthy. We'd like to have happy relationships. We'd like to have all sorts of things in life. And as we want these things, we don't really know how to get them. We look at them and we say they're desirable. We look at them and we say that would be very nice to have. We look at them and we say other people can get them, why can't I? And of course, therein is the answer. Other people can get them, why can't I? Well, other people set their goal, they aim at what they're after, and they maintain their aim, just a little above it. They're looking at not just enough money to get by in the life, not just enough health to be happy and whole, not just enough friends to make their life rewarding and interesting, but an abundance of this, a great, great, great abundance. And when you have an abundance, you always have a little more than you expect, and you're always aiming a little higher than you think you might need to do. If you would like to have friends, you make yourself a person who is friendly. You are a friendly person. You are a loving person. You are unconditionally loving. If you were unconditionally loving with all the people in your world, they'd all be your friends. They'd all be your devout friends, devoted friends. They'd all think that you're just wonderful. Because unconditionally loving, we would not judge them. We would enjoy their company. We would enjoy them in our world. We would enjoy ourselves with them. But there'd be no judgment. We would not tell them how to live their life, nor would we ask them to tell us how to live our life. We aim above the point that we want to achieve. The point we want to achieve is to have friends, for instance, and the way to have friends is to be a friend. The way to have friends is to be non-judgmental. The way to be a friend is to be unconditionally loving. Now, these are in themselves masterpieces of work and effort and direction, because they require a great deal of contrariness from how we've been trained and brought up in our world. We've been brought up in our world that we should always judge other people. We should not go out with people who would be a disadvantage to us in any way. We should not have friends who do not have the same values that we do. We should not do things that are inharmonious with who we are. Well, okay. If we are not going to do things that are inharmonious with who we are, who finds that a difficult thing? We're not judging what the other person does. We're judging what we do. Would we associate with people who like to hurt animals? Would we like to associate with the boys and girls who like to tie cans on the tails of cats and dogs? No, that's not our thing. Now, we're not judging them that they're right and they're wrong. We are merely saying they are not in our ballpark. We are not in their ballpark. We do not have the same values that they have, or we have different values, which means the same thing. We don't have the same values. Now, if we don't have the same values, we're not going to judge them. We're not going to say you're bad or you're good, you're right, you're wrong. We're just going to say your values are not my values. My values are that I love all creatures, great and small. I never tie a can on a puppy dog's tail. Never. And it's just because I wouldn't do that. Why should I get a thrill, or why should I try to hurt a puppy dog? Or why should I try to do something mean to another creature? Why? Well, I shouldn't. I tell myself. But it's no judgment of what other people are who do that. I just do not associate with them. I just do not have them in my world. I just do not believe about it. My sight is a little above the experiences that are happening. Now, who are the people that I have my sights on who I would like to have be my friends and to whom I'd like to be a friend? Are the people I'd like to be a friend people just like me? Yes. Or even better, people who have even finer values than I do? Well, now that's interesting, isn't it? How do I determine people who have finer values than I do? Well, the world is filled with biographies of people who do things and who are things and who are wonderful. And as I look at these people, I say, wow, that's great, that's super, that's wonderful. My aim is a little higher than just being me. Now, I know that I can do better than I'm doing. I know I can think more beautiful thoughts than I'm thinking. I know I can do more beautiful actions than I'm doing. I know that. I know that. I don't judge myself for doing it or not doing it, but I aim to associate with people who are just a little more magnificent than I am, who are just a little more wonderful than I am. I aim to be a friend to people who have values that are desirable, values that are great in my book. No judgment. No choosing people and saying you're bad because or you're good because, but they have values that I aspire to. And if my aim is not a little higher than who I am, I may just find a world filled with people who like I am just who I am. And as I find a world filled with people who I am, I'm going to find that they're not exciting, they're not interesting, they're not the kind of people who make me feel like I've accomplished something after we've spent a day together. We're just doing what I ordinarily would do all the time. But when my sights are set a little higher, when my aspirations, my goals, are set on a little more beautiful avenue for myself, living my life becomes a very exciting adventure. Living my life becomes a very remarkable experience, a very rewarding experience. But only if I set my sights a little higher than who I am. A little higher than my friends around me. Now, that doesn't make my friends around me or me less than who I am aiming at. It merely means that I seek to always embellish I seek to always make a little better every avenue of my life, every event of my life, every adventure of my life, everything I do in my life. And as I do this, I'm just so happy. I'm just so fulfilled and so rewarded because life is beautiful, and I know it. Life is rewarding, and I know it. All the people in my life offer me just a little higher sight than where I am myself right now. They aspire to a little more greatness than I have aspired to at the moment. And because they aspire to this little more greatness and bring me with them into their aspiration, I feel 10 feet tall. I feel wonderful. I feel fantastic. I feel great. But that's what life's all about. Life's always about shooting just a little higher. If you had hit the mark, you must aim a little above it. Learning how to aim. That's truly a magnificent and outstanding goal that I have for myself. I shoot a little above how good I am and aspire to that goodness, live it, and reveal it in all my life. It's a wonderful world when you do that, and I know I'm working on it, and I'm doing it in every area of my being. I love it, and it's lots of fun. And I love you. I love you. I love you.